Listening to The Robot DJ, a copyrighted service of the All Great 24 Solids Corporation, Oldies, Colorado. And now it's time for the human DJs of Sheena's Jungle Room to begin their broadcast day. Unless it's night where you are, in which case, it's tough darts. Sheena's Jungle Room is a streaming service of WFMU.org. Originating from every part of the world at once, coming down the wire and out of your device, courtesy of some impressive technology in an impressive building in the city of ultimate radio domination and success, East Orange, New Jersey.
Sounds under 64 not allowed.
Hi there. Welcome to Sounds Under 64 Not Allowed Saturday edition. Coming to you directly from the Netherlands. My name is Jan Turkenburg, and Saturday means another Spike Jonze radio episode. In fact, we have two radio shows of 1942. The show was called Command Performance. And details are told by announcer Don Wilson. And you can find them on the playlist page. Hope you'll enjoy.
Thank you. today, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command performance presented this week and every week till it's over there. Communique from command performance. Our forces on the American entertainment front are maintaining contact with Uncle Sam's armed forces on the fighting front. We're pushing back the curtains on another great command performance in answer to your thousands of letters. There's much to report from this area tonight, and the man to report it, a great actor and a great guy, called back to your big show by popular acclaim of the AEF, your master of ceremonies, Cary Grant.
Thank you, Don Wilson, and hello again, fellas. One of these days, Command Performance is going to call in the ski troopers because we've got a pile of letters from you guys that makes Mount Rainier look like a molehill. And that's exactly the way we like it, because the number one job of the American entertainment industry is to give you number one Americans the entertainment you want. And, brother, it starts coming at you right now. To the Green Banana Boys in Africa, to Dick Sayers at APO 832, to Steger and Walters and the gang at APO 516, and to you base workers in Bermuda, here's that sensational novelty band playing Hotcha Cornia, Spike Jones and the City Slickers. Somewhere in the British Isles. You're known as the TAF, and one of you has a friend in Cambridge, Mass. The orchids are for the tough job you did for the AAF. And Command Performance sweetens those orchids with a girl hundreds of you have asked for. A girl most of you know is a screwball and a clown. Yet a girl who has one of the most remarkable coloratura voices in the country. And when I say country, I am speaking from an agricultural point of view. That old corny favorite, Jim. By Miss Joan Davis.
him, never tries to cheer my lonely hours. I don't know why I'm so crazy for Jim. Oh, Jim. Gee, I'll never forget the night I met Jim. I was about to end it all, but just as I was ready to jump off the bridge, along came Jim. He didn't let me jump. He pushed me. Oh, Jim. Jim wasn't like other fellas. He didn't want to hug and kiss all the time. Why, he was happy. Just to sit home with me and go... Life. Life was one gay round of pleasure for Jim and me. Me and Jim then. Then came our first quarrel. He hit me over the head with my mother. Oh, I didn't mind, but Mother stabbed him with a barracuda. All those long hours that I nursed him back to health. I didn't eat. I didn't sleep. All I could think of morning, noon, and night was Jim, Jim, Jim. I mean Jim, Jim, Jim. Oh, I know Jim isn't true. He beats me and mistreats me. But what can I do? I've tried and tried to leave Jim, but I can't. He keeps me chained to the front porch. Oh, but someday I know that he will up and leave me. But even if he does, you can believe me. I'll go on carrying the torch, eating out my heart, waiting for his call. I just can't live without my... What's that fellow's name again?
Jim.
Oh, yeah. My Jim.
Thank you, Joan Davis. Well, fellas, we're putting this next number on a special beam aimed at Rip, Brick, and Chud at France Field. And we're cutting over to American Samoa to call on Levis, Kofelt, and the Navy medics at Tutuia. And we're answering that letter from three jungle mothers who say they're out of the mud and walking on air since they saw Miss Reza Stevens in The Chocolate Soldier. So to all you hundreds of guys who are partial to our great operatic star, here she is singing My Hero, lovely Reza Stevens.
Happy wedding.
Navy did the St. Louis Blues on command performance. And what happened? She sang, you listened. And then hundreds of you sat down and wrote, make it another engagement soon. So tonight, it's another command performance for America's beloved blues singer, Ethel Waters.
Thank you, Cary Grant, and love and God's blessings to all you boys over there. Thank you so much for inviting me back. And this time, how about listening to A Woman Without a Man, quite appropriate. You look around nature, and what do you see? A bird with a bird, and a bee with a bee. When you listen to nature, who do you hear moan? That miserable misfit who travels alone. This sermon has a moral. The moral, it ain't new. The Lord wants everything two by two. And a woman without a man is like an architect without a plan. Is like a pacing street without a pen. A woman without a man. A lady without a gem is like the first of May without the rim. Is like a resident without a resident, a lady without a gem. Like a brush without a bristle, like a toe without a nipple, nothing else but. And honey, can your heart surrender to a thing that wears suspenders? You a gal without a guy is like the Alamo without the pie. In fact, there is no misery much meaner than a woman without a man. A woman without a barbecue without a ham. With life away from home without a telegram. A prepaid telegram. Like a bird without the humming. Like a house without the plumbing. That's what you am. Unless you is a solid tender with that opposition gender, you in a jam, in a jam, a silent without erected like you daddy line with no quartet. In fact, there is no misery much lower than a woman without. Not a woman without a man.
Thank you, Ethel Waters. Next, fellas, we move into a musical department that almost all of you are skilled in. But with all respect to your talent, we're presenting tonight the world's greatest master of the good old harmonica. In other words, the lip lute or musical spare rib. By command of the Army and Navy in the Hawaiian Islands, and Uncle Sam's armed forces everywhere, the Bolero and Larry Adler.
You let them go out and kill a poor, innocent little cow.
Now I'm killing cows.
You know what that cow gives?
No.
That cow gives milk.
No, she don't. You gotta take it away from her.
All right, never mind the remark. That cow gives milk. Who does that milk supply? Little babies. Little innocent cubs. Without that milk, they'd perish, die. But you don't care. Just so that you can have your steak, you let them go out, kill all the cows, and let the little babies of the world starve to death.
I'm a louse.
Yeah.
I'm killing babies, cows, putting people out of work.
You realize what you're doing?
I'm wrecking the country just because I won't eat mustard.
I'll blame it on mustard. You still haven't answered one question.
Why don't you ask me something with a little sense to it?
Will you answer it?
Go ahead and take a crack at it.
All right.
Make it easy.
All right. Say you walk into a railroad depot. Any depot. Say the Grand Central Depot in New York City. Now, you walk into that depot and you buy a ticket. Where are you going?
I'm not going anywhere.
Well, what are you buying a ticket for?
I'm not buying any ticket.
What are you doing in the depot?
Ask me that again, slow.
Now, don't get excited.
I asked you to ask me something easy, didn't I?
Simple enough.
Now, ask me something easy.
You're in the Grand Central Depot. What are you doing there?
I don't know.
Well, what does anyone go to a depot for?
Two or three things.
We don't... Look, I'm only asking you, what are you doing in that depot?
I'll go away.
That's the boy. Now, there's no harm in that, is there?
No.
Now, where are you going?
I'm going away.
Where?
Why don't you let it go at that? I'm going away and that's that.
But, I mean, you know where you're going.
I know where I'm going. I just don't go on a railroad station without knowing where I'm going.
I didn't see you.
I know where I'm going.
Well, tell the folks out here where you're going.
I am going away.
Where? Where?
I'm going away.
Where are you going? You know where you're going, don't you?
Yeah, I know where I'm going.
I mean, there's no secret connected with
it. No,
I'm... You're not ashamed of where you're going, are you?
What I've got to be ashamed of?
Well, where are you going?
I am going away.
Where?
I'll go to Baltimore. I don't want to go, but I'll go.
Baltimore. What's the matter with Philadelphia? What have you got
against Philadelphia? I've got nothing against Philadelphia.
Then why did you have to pick out Baltimore?
I've got friends in Baltimore.
Suppose you had friends in Philadelphia.
All right, then I go to Philadelphia.
And what happened to your friends in Baltimore?
I'm not talking to them anymore.
Look, suppose your wife was in Philadelphia.
Then I go to Chicago.
Ah, what?
Costello. Well, fellas, one of the command performance gals who keeps frequent dates with hundreds of you is Ginny Sims. And Ginny is here tonight especially for the engineers at APO 860 and for Susina at APO 960. And hey, Susina, I hope next July the 28th we have a big party for you in Passaic, New Jersey. And Ginny's warbling tonight also for the Marines at Cristobal, for Callaway and Everett, and for Russell over there in India. Hey, you guys in Barracks 20 at APO 251, are you on the beam? And the same to Powers at APO 953. And to Profit and your buddies at APO 954. With a big hello from the state of Ohio. To Dean and Kane at Kanoki Bay. To Dennis and the gang in Barracks 32 at Honolulu. And to all of you, here's embraceable you and embraceable Ginny Sims.
About you. Don't
fallen in love with you.
Let him have it. A few more seconds, it'll all be over. Yes, sir, another command performance is almost over. But just like those flying fortresses, there'll be many more to come. Thanks a lot for the great letters you write to command performance and for giving the American entertainment industry this privilege of serving you. This is Cary Grant, speaking for the United States of America, where we never say hail to anyone and where the one big job today is beating hail out of the Axis. So long, fellas.
Entertainment industry salute to you fighting men of Uncle Sam's armed forces and your friends throughout the world. Thanks again for those letters. Keep them rolling into the station to which you are listening, and the answers will come rolling back to you each week and every week till it's over there. This is Don Wilson saying good night from Uncle Sam.
USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command performance presented this week and every week till it's over there. Hello there, gang. You're on that old command performance beam, and command performance is on the beam with your favorite entertainers filling the orders you shoot in to your favorite show. And speaking of orders, the first order of business on command performance tonight is to answer letters from Huerman and the Mudders at Fort Randolph, and from hundreds of you guys all the way from the British Isles to India and Egypt and China, and from our battling Marines in the South Pacific, and from Allen and a lot of fighting guys in Alaska, who join with the whole AEF to say, for Mistress of Ceremonies, give us Rita Hayworth.
Thank you, Don Wilson. And hello, fellas. You know, back in the old days, the most thrilling date in Hollywood was a shooting date at the studio. But going out shortwave with you men who are doing the shooting over there, well, it's tops with yours truly. Truly it is. And if your little red notebook is filled with the names of stars you'd like to date on command performance, why, man, don't be bashful. Just sing out. But right now, one of your favorites is going to sing out for Shires, Upson, and 19 more of you somewhere in India. And for two tough guys with two tough names, Sizlov and Marinchuk, at APO 833. And for Joe, Pete, and Percy, at a certain barracks in Hawaii. It isn't Barracks 13, is it, Joe? So, here she is in a medley from the Paramount picture The Fleet's In, Miss Cass Daly.
Hi, fellas. Homely, ain't I? I was home on the range and in need of a change, for there weren't any men out my way. And I'm telling you, pal, it's no fun for a gal. Where the deer and the antelope play. Then he came to me from out of nowhere. He was the yard bird of Company B. And he said, please, won't you put a fellow at ease? I'm one of those lonesome draftees, and I'd like a date with you. We might enjoy a pop or two at some secluded rendezvous. But I said nothing to him, my sherry. It's gotta be a cocktail or two. That's how we spent an hour or two. And then his girlfriend came into view. And with the twist of a wrist, she hit me with a fist. And in her fist was a bottle of Pepsi-Cola. It knocked out every mola. I had a sweet little headache. But she wasn't through with me. Cause she started reaching for all the silverware. She threw it all without a compromise. I tried to see the nearest exit, but a spoon got in my eye. My eye was all red, my complexion was white. All blue was my anatomy. I shouted, I am an American. That's the Broadway melody. Oh, D, O, D, O, D, O. That's the Broadway melody.
Thank you, Cass Daly, and thanks to Lou Forbes of Selznick Productions conducting the orchestra. A word now to Farmer's Mate, Third Class, Walter Stitt, and 18 buddies at Pearl Harbor. Walter, your recent letter asking for the greatest blues song in America is filed with hundreds of letters from Newfoundland and Trinidad, the Fiji Islands, New Caledonia, and ships at sea. We file these letters under HJC. And uncoding HJC for all of you, it's the Hall Johnson Choir and the St. Louis Blues.
To see and stay.
Oh, no, no, no.
Turn for powder.
Thanks to the Hall Johnson Choir. Well, gang, Command Performance is heard everywhere in the world. So it's high time that we dedicate a number to... guess who, of all things? Adolf Hitler. You know, the German radio says very bad things about Command Performance, but we just don't care. We feel that Schickelgruber deserves a number, and we know just the tune that'll please that guy. So... here's America's Band of the Hour, Spike Jones and his City Slickers, and their sensational tune, Der Führer's Face.
And the Führer says, wie ist der Meister Heiß?
Wie heil!
Right in the Führer's face, not to love the Führer. He's a great disgrace, so wie
heil!
Right in the Führer's face. Then her Goebbels says, wie own the Berlin space?
Wie heil!
Right in her Goebbels face, when her Göring says, they'll never bomb this place.
Wie heil!
Right in her Göring's face. Are we not the Superman? Aryan pure Superman.
Yeah, we are the Superman.
Super duper Superman. Nazi land so good, would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world new order. Heil Hitler's world new order. Everyone of foreign race will love the Führer's face when we bring to the world disorder. When the Führer says, wie ist der Meister Reis?
Wie heil!
Heil! hide in the purest face, not to love the purer is a great disgrace. So we hide, hide, right in the purest face.
Face. I'll bet it's purple when he hears that. But thanks a lot, Spike Jones and the City Slickers. Next, fellas, for the Tall Tales Club in China, and for all you men who take those merchant vessels through to the combat zones, we present the famous American scientist who invented the cotton gin and then tried to get an off-sales license, Mr. Frank Morgan. And here, as advance man to prepare you for the shock, is John Conte.
Thank you, Rita Hayworth, and hello, everybody. It gives me great pleasure tonight to
Conte, am I glad I found you here?
Well, Meredith Wilson. What's the matter, Meredith?
Well, I got a terrific riddle, John, knowing you'd be here and knowing how much you like riddles and all.
Well, what makes you think I like riddles, Meredith?
Well, it don't matter if you don't. This is a musical riddle.
It is?
John, what is it that has a delicate, well-rounded shape, a slender, graceful neck, has a bow, and is 200 years old?
Well, if she's got a younger sister, deal me in, fellas. I got one.
Where is she?
All right, Frank. All right, just settle down. This is only a riddle.
Oh, hello, Jockey.
Conte. Please, Frank, my name is John Conte. Why do you keep calling me Jockey?
I can't imagine, unless it's because of that racy air you have.
Oh.
And then again, I always connect a jockey with the back of a horse. What were you saying, Meredith?
Oh, I didn't say anything.
I'm beginning to wish I hadn't either.
Well, if you lads are going to be so glum, I'll just return to Sun Valley, where I know the company is
Sun Valley?
Yes.
Did you just come in from Sun Valley?
Not 20 minutes ago.
Well.
In fact, I haven't even had time to change my ski clothes. Some people say she. I'm just dying to get out of these wet socks and into a dry martini. It doesn't fit, but it's a good idea.
How long were you in Sun Valley, Frank?
Well, I left immediately after the program last Thursday, accompanied by a female flying instructor in my new low-wing monoplane.
Wacko?
Well, she was a little dizzy, but a good sort of... Wacko, you mean the plane?
Yes, the plane.
I thought you said wacky. No, it's a 1,200 horsepower amphibian coupe, hydromatic clutch, wire wheels, one-man top, and two-way compass. Is that airplane talk?
Well, I'm sure I don't know.
Well, then I can speak freely. My ship has a normal cruising speed of 700 miles an hour and attains an altitude of
It doesn't matter, Frank. I'm just surprised to learn you can operate a plane.
Well, who isn't? I mean, they don't call me Ace Morgan for nothing.
Ace Morgan?
Veteran of the Lafayette Escadrille.
Oh.
Charter member of the Caterpillar Club and the loudest of the Quiet Birdmen.
Gee, this is interesting.
Yes. My grandfather... My grandfather, Guten Morgan, was one of aviation's real pioneers.
Guten.
Old Guten, or Foots as he was called, was regarded as something but eccentric by his neighbors in Bagel Hollow, because from boyhood on he kept insisting it was possible for man to fly.
Well, hatch my eggs and call me cuckoo.
Yes, I... No doubt you've heard of my uncle Tailskid Morgan...
No, I can't say that I have.
Oh.
Me neither, but, gee, this is interesting.
Uncle Tailskid was a great contributor to aeronautical science while he was still professor of chemistry at Pratt Falls High School.
I suppose he invented the dirigible.
You have a keen sense of anticipation, Conti. Although Uncle Tailskid was mainly interested in balloons, he devoted a good deal of his time to the rigid craft.
He did.
In a limp sort of way. It was his wife, my Aunt Gusset, a very wealthy woman in her own right, who financed his balloon experiments.
Well, how long did he work on the gas bag?
Until she married him. My uncle was not satisfied with the existing methods of ballooning, so he decided to invent a cheap new gas. He began a series of experiments which cost a fortune. And one day, when my Aunt Gusset was taking his lunch out to the laboratory, she heard a terrific explosion. She dashed into the room and found the walls covered with tiny spots.
Were those spots the result of your uncle's experiment?
No, those spots were my uncle. It was a sad ending for such an accomplished scientist, but he'll go down in history as the father of the hot air principle.
Leaving you to carry on.
Yes, I've... that gave you a beautiful chance. I'll investigate that remark later, Jockey.
Do that.
At any rate, I learned to fly my own plane at a very early age, and by the time I was 14, I was doing Immelmanns, wing overs, barrel rolls, ground loops, every trick known to the advanced flyer.
Well, do you know how to get out of a dive?
Well, if the cops don't meet me to the back door, I got off. Meredith, and this is going overseas. On my first trip to Sun Valley, I ran into a storm at 16,000 feet, and ice began to form on my wing.
No.
To make matters worse, I detected a slight missing in my right motor.
Your right motor was missing?
Yes. I found out later I'd left it at the airport. Anyway, in a few minutes, I located the trouble, a loosening of the miniature trenel in my intake manifold.
Miniature trenel?
Yes.
What's that?
A small steak.
I'll have lamb chops.
French fried?
Mashed.
Fried too. What are we talking about?
Now, you stop that, John. Frank's on the wing of a speeding plane.
Oh, forgive me. Go on, Frank.
Well, don't interrupt.
All right.
My hand was frozen to the winch. I mean, wrench. But once I had the motor running like a top.
It's amazing.
Yes.
How did you manage to crawl back into the cabin, Frank?
I didn't. While I was working on the wing, the ship fell off.
The ship fell off.
Yes, a dreadful feeling.
It must have.
It seemed like hours before I reached Sun Valley and made a one-point landing on a cheap church steeple.
Now, wait a minute. Frank,
what?
Just a minute. You flew to Sun Valley on a wing?
Yes, it took a pretty piece of...
Frank, did you ever hear of the law of gravity?
Gravity?
Yes.
Law. Yes. Well, this happened before the law was passed. Never thought I'd get out of that one. Well, fellas, I gotta get out of these ski she clothes. I've never
now
felt...
Now, wait, don't go, Frank. I'd like to hear about Sun Valley. Tell us more.
I'm coming to that. As soon as I arrived, I was struck by the beauty of the ice rink, a perfect circle, 200 feet in diameter. I couldn't resist the impulse, and in a flash, I was in my tights and blades, gliding into the rink.
Uh-huh.
I was all alone at first. But as I described a series of sparkling glissandos, a small crowd began to gather. Then, pretending to flick an imaginary snow crystal from my skate, I pirouetted on one toe, a flashing human gyroscope, till the crowd burst into spontaneous cheers.
That got him, huh, Frank?
I whirled out of the pirouette into an arabesque, out of an arabesque into a tour jeté, out of a tour jeté into a cocktail bar. I'm dizzy.
Well, come on, keep skating, Frank.
Yes, by this time the crowd was hysterical. Throwing caution to the winds, I skated faster and faster. I finished off with a dozen precision tinsekas that sent the audience into a delirium. Young girls waved their toques, and dowagers shook their diamond stomachers.
You must have been a sensation.
I would have done even better were it not for one thing.
What was that?
There was no ice on the rink. Well, so long, fellas. I gotta find...
Thank Thank you, Frank Morgan. And the same to John Conti and Meredith Wilson. Well, gang, calling off the APO numbers where letters originate asking for our next star would, well, it would be like rattling off the signals in the Army-Navy game. But I know that each one of you who has heard this beautiful girl sing on command performance will know that she's singing again for all of you who have invited her back. So, fellas, here's that swell tune, I Got a Right to Sing the Blues, and Lena Horne.
Got a right to feel low down. I've got a right to hang around, down around the river. A certain man in this old town keeps dragging
men, that about winds up this date with you. You know, I was just thinking, how was it with you when you were a kid? You know, those places where you are tonight? Egypt, for example. Was Egypt something you looked at in geography books? Something with pyramids?
Did you wonder about the Fiji Islands and New Guinea and China and India? And were Newfoundland and Iceland and Greenland just big hunks of green on page 10, surrounded by blue paper? Well, I guess you've learned plenty about these places by now. And over there in Germany and Italy and Japan, they're learning geography the hard way, learning about 48 states that make up the USA. Hitler and Hirohito and Mussolini have a lot of bitter lessons to learn. And when they take their final exams, brother, they're really going to flunk out. This is Rita Hayworth, thanking you again for this date and sending the AEF a goodnight kiss from all of us in the USA.
Command Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, answering the requests of our fighting men, nurses, and civilian workers throughout the world, and saluting our partners in all the United Nations. Command Performance is presented by the War Department of the United States in cooperation with the Hollywood Victory Committee and Local 47 American Federation of Musicians. This is Don Wilson thanking you all for the swell letters you send to Command Performance, care of this station, and until next week, saying so long from Uncle Sam.
Okay, that was another Spike Jonze. Well, it wasn't only Spike Jonze, of course. Next week, we'll have another Command Performance radio show and something else that I've been preparing this for months. So the other show I'm not certain of. And the week after that, we'll have Bob Burns, if I'm not mistaken. And in those shows, Spike Jonze will play a leading role with his City Slickers again. So for the time being, there will be more Spike Jonze, and it certainly was nice to hear this rendition of the Future's Face in context. Thank you for... let's stop that thing. Thanks for showing up with quite a bunch on the chat, and have a nice weekend. Bye.
You're listening to Sheena's Jungle Room on WFMU.
WFMU.
You've been listening to the Human DJs of Sheena's Jungle Room, a streaming service of WFMU.org. Now stay tuned for the soothing sounds of the robot DJ spinning the discs and pushing the bits until such time as the humans return.